You're tuned to the Great Northern Radio Show. Welcome back, Ingeborg von Agassi. Tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, Aiken and the Iron Range, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, Baxter and Fort Ripley, and 103.9 Ely. We stream live all over the world at KAXE.org. Stay tuned for another hour of the Great Northern Radio Show. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening. I'm Aaron Brown. We're the show that brings you music, comedy, and stories from off the beaten path. Tonight, you find us broadcasting live from the Thompson Recital Hall at Bemidji State University. It's a true institute of higher learning, one of the few where you can look directly out the windows while walking down the hallway and feel like you are floating on Lake Bemidji, which is frozen right now, actually, and dotted with ice fishing houses. So it's truly a surreal experience walking around the campus here, here on the first city on the Mississippi River here in the great state of Minnesota, Bemidji. Here to sing about our state, welcome back our guests, the esteemed songwriters and performers, Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra.
Thank you.
One, two, you know what to do. Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota, 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 Minnesota. Oh, to go to Minnesota, that is where I like to be. You get lots of everything, your winter underwear is free in Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota, 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 Minnesota. They work all day in Minnesota, and at night they sleep till dawn. Or if they like, they work all night, and then they sleep the whole day long in Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota, 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 Minnesota. Minnesota land is frozen, half the year it's cold and blue. But when it thaws, it's very nice, and so are all us people too. In Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota, 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 Minnesota. Let's hear a guitar solo, Ronnie. Like a happy life in Minnesota, you should go. In summer, you got lots of fun. In winter, you got lots of snow. In Minnesota, Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota, 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 Minnesota.
That's Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening, everybody. My name is Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji. It's late spring here in northern Minnesota. Some would say the better half of Minnesota. And late spring means it's not as cold as it was. It's getting a little warmer. So the challenge now, because it's spring, but we not really. The challenge now is more emotional than it is physical. You know, we're handling. We have the clothing. It's the knowledge that better weather and warmth, the abstract concept of happiness, are just outside our reach. They're almost there. This is the time of year when this is happening. It's the season that punches you in the gut and throws a bag over your head and throws you in the trunk of a car and drives you around. Takes you out in a deserted field somewhere and kicks you around and then says, have a nice day. That's where we are. And we forget every year. This is the time of year where we experience, at least I experience, something I call vacation envy. If you've ever been online or a social media site, you see your friends, you see maybe they're not friends, they're acquaintances, casual acquaintances, and they're on vacation. They're having a lovely time on a beach somewhere. They're drinking Mai Tais. They're in bikinis, and they're frolicking in the sands, and they've got delicious food, and their children, their well-behaved children, are having life experiences in warm, wonderful places, and you are sitting in your breakfast nook looking into a window of frost. You can't even tell what's out there. So you have envy. They're there right now. They're on there right now. Look at the grin on their big, stupid faces. Having a good time. They're hot, of course. They're physically hot. Not like warm, but they're hot. This guy works two doors down from me, and he does the same thing I do, and he's got like a 9-pack. How do they do that? How do they afford this? They gotta be in debt. This one guy, he's like a self-help guru working out of a fish house. And his wife, she sells slap bracelets on the side of the road. How do they afford a trip like this? I bet they're so far in debt that when they run their credit report, it doesn't come back. Because it ran away. That's the joke. But, I bet they're so deep in hock that they got one kid named Lean and the other one's named Collateral. I kid. They're probably loaded, actually. They're hot and they're loaded. They're just spending money left and right. They've got resting heart rates as slow as the speed limit in town. You know, that's what's going on. And I got to tell you, there's something you got to know. It's not real. It's a psychological effect that by looking at all these other people and seeing what they have, that we feel we don't have what we should have. It's an illusion. Because we have a lot of things that other people don't have. Some abilities, special abilities. For instance, you can go to the grocery store with your children and not murder anybody. That is a remarkable skill that we have earned. You can go to a middle school birthday party at a bowling alley, and it's fine. It's basically fine. You can find a kid's missing glove from the lost and found at the school lost and found table, which is a mountain at this point, and you can dive in, because they don't sell mittens at the store anymore. You can dive into that liquid pool of influenza and swim up through the mittens, looking for the one with the little tiny tag that says your kid's name, which is the same name that was the most popular name in the year 2006. And so every kid is named that. Here's to the winners. Here's to the people who make it work here in northern Minnesota, which is a vacation paradise, as long as you can get to the part that's nice. And we are time machines. We are all time machines that can get to the future. Every one of us, a living, breathing, slightly chubby, stressed out, jacked up time machine hurtling towards the future. That's what we are. And so the future is bright. Here's to remembering what hope feels like. Here's to loving the things in life that are free. And they're free because no one else wants them, because they're for us. They're for us to have. Thanks for joining us on our spring show. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Welcome, Ingeborg von Agassiz.
South, south you.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. That was Ingeborg von Agassiz. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji State University for our spring show. You know, spring's not quite here yet, but it's close. Migratory birds arriving every day, tree sap running, and some of the animals that spend the winter hibernating beginning to emerge, preparing for the busiest time of year.
Okay, you frogs, wake up. Wipe the sleep out of your eyes.
Does that include the thin layer over our eyes that lets us see underwater?
Yes, Todd, that includes your nictitating membrane. Don't get sassy with me.
Gee, Barry, it's spring already? It still seems pretty cold here in the frog pond.
Spring froggies are made in the winter, Heather. We've got work to do if we want to mate. And we do. We really want to mate.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
All right, now, if that's going to happen, we're going to need to sing our froggy little butts off until our eyes pop out. More than they already do.
But we always sing in the spring, Barry. We're frogs. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new. This year, we're going to sing well. None of this croak, croak crap. Are you ready, frogs? Come on. Do you want to be single forever?
Ribbit, ribbit.
All right, all right. Ribbit. Let's go. And a one and a two.
Bud. Wise.
Oh, my frog. That was horrible. Keep it up and you'll be mating with a bumpy log.
Barry, we just woke up. Are you serious?
Do I bump my ASS when I H-O-P?
Ribbit.
Again. And a one and a two.
Frog, run the court and ribbit.
Oh, stop. Stop. Enough. My underwater ear holes can't take it. Kermit's banjo couldn't mask this crap.
Barry, this is stupid. Why don't we just mate?
With each other?
Indeed.
Like we did last year? Do you remember what happened last year?
Ribbit.
Who did you mate with, Todd?
Not sure. I deal with the eggs. Not a lot of eye contact.
I think it was me.
Yeah, and Heather.
Ribbit.
I think Todd.
Ribbit.
Todd. And who's my dad?
I'm your dad. Right?
Todd again. And who was the only tadpole to survive last winter?
Ribbit.
Scooter.
Ribbit.
Oh, look, here he comes.
Ribbit. Time's fun when you're having flies.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Point taken.
Ribbit.
All right, this is a small pond, and we need some genetic diversity.
I think I get it now.
Apparently, Todd, you're the only one that does.
Ribbit.
So, anyway, one more time, from the top. One and a two.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That's it. Work it, frogs. Work it.
Send me a kiss, my love. Baby, my heart's on fire.
Hold on, there's a man walking by.
Ribbit.
Shut up, Todd. Okay, he's gone. Crank it up.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me, then I'll be left alone. So baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Welcome back, Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra.
A friend of mine and who also lives down around St. Peter played up here not too long ago in Grand Rapids. Miles, is it Rife or Reef?
Rife.
He played at Miles Rife. And this is a song he wrote. One we like to play.
Who are you talking about?
Let's see, what's his name again? Eric Koskinen. Did you get to hear Eric Koskinen when he was up here? A wonderful songwriter.
Ready?
Ready. flow is coming down off the mountain. To the ocean it'll go. I'm going to the country to see that girl of mine. She's coming down off the mountain, the mountain way up high.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Despite all my tears,
I'm feeling pretty good. For the first time in years.
Myself a drink, coming down off the mountain to have myself a think. Well, I've been working all winter. I'm working on a fence, and the borders I'm creating never making any sense.
Feeling pretty good.
Despite all my fears,
I'm feeling pretty good.
For the first time in years. Sitting in my kitchen with the radio low. I'm high up on the mountain. I'm looking down below. I'm looking out my window at all the passers-by. Yeah, and it's 5 below 0. Right here in my mind.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Despite all my tears,
I'm feeling pretty good.
For the first time in years.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Despite all my fears,
feeling pretty good.
For the first time in years.
Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, live from Bemidji State. Hey, say hello to senior philosophy student and McNair scholar, Sterling Knox. Hey, Sterling. Good to see you.
Where I come from, there are no PhDs. So people often ask me why I chose philosophy or why I got into philosophy, and I have to give my mother the original credit for instilling a value of reflective thinking. She used to pull up the newspaper and make us read articles and opinion pieces and then grill us on what we thought about it, and which often didn't really work in her advantage because that ended up me getting sent home for arguing with the teacher why the coursework or algebra is relevant. But that mixed with, you know, experienced and seen some really extreme things in my life, which asked me to, would have me, you know, asking some really difficult questions and searching for answers. And I don't remember exactly where it was or if it was in front of a library or if it was a bookstore, but you know, them little carts that have, you know, free books. Well, I snatched one of them books and it said Morality and Moral Controversies. And I got to reading through the book and there was opposing viewpoints and arguments. And I was like, this is what I do. This is what I want to do, you know. So it kind of gave a name and a definition to what I had been practicing this whole time. So fast forward a couple of lifetimes, you know, I dibbled and dabbled and, you know, I tried to be a sushi chef. I was, you know, a touring hip hop artist, construction worker. I tried to do it all. And then, you know, I ended up here at Bemidji State University. And I know you'd, you know, like to think it was because this is a destination college, but the truth is, I followed a woman. That didn't work out, but I'm still here. You know? But and then, you know, I'm sensing a pattern here. For you guys that don't know what the McNair program is, it's a program that helps you apply to grad school. And I followed a woman into that office. But at first I didn't like Bemidji as a town, but then I grew to like it because I started developing relationships. You know, in my ups and downs over at the American Indian Resource Center, they held me down, they gave me the resources and provided a means for me to succeed. Along with them, I built relationships in the community and especially up in Red Lake, I have a couple mentors that mean the world to me, which invested, the community invested in me. And I wanna invest myself back into the community and to help answer some of these difficult questions. With that being said, you know, just this week, I received a few letters of acceptance to a couple of graduate schools, you know, and so maybe in 5 years from now, if you give me 5 years, there will be a PhD where I come from.
Sterling Knox. Here's Katie and the Opes.
But I miss your face. rivers and boats, rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers and boats, rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers and boats, rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers and boats, rivers.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota, home, at least for tourism purposes, to the mythical folk legend Paul Bunyan and his blue ox, Babe. The statues of Paul and Babe on Lake Bemidji are one of the iconic roadside attractions in the great state of Minnesota. Visitors stop by every day, all year round, to take their pictures with this titanic logger and his trusty beast of burden. And while the real history of this place is decidedly more complex than some big dude who cut down trees, something about Paul Bunyan continues to fascinate people. Not his axe, but his fashion. Oh yes, the flannel, the big beard. America can't get enough of it. And that's why Paul is back in the news here in Bemidji. The city is debating whether to allow people to dress up Paul Bunyan for special events, whether he should wear special clothing to promote the 4th of July or the latest bean feed, or should he stick to his red plaid brand. In fact, a group of Bemidji city leaders are holding a meeting at this very hour to discuss this topic. Let's listen in.
All right. Either we dress Paul up or we leave him alone.
I say leave him alone. Bearded folk characters deserve respect. When people take a selfie with Paul, they want to see plaid, not propaganda.
Plaid! Get with the times, Ogilvy. The kids these days, they like hashtags and cross-promotion.
We've done plenty of stuff for millennials, Peters. Plenty. You can't throw a stick in this town without hitting someone with a YouTube channel. They're fine. Jenkins, I'm telling you, leave Bunyan alone.
All right. Now, I thought we might be log-jammed, so I took the liberty of finding a third option. Maybe instead of having Paul dressed up by random civic organizations, we put a little focused effort into the aesthetic. I've taken the liberty of bringing in a fashion designer who specializes in dressing all of the world's great folk heroes. Here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Beltrami.
Beltrami, if you please. Wow, her shoes have tiny little heels on the heels.
That's right, darling. I made these happen, and you'll be buying them at your JCPenney in 2020. I'm told you need a new wardrobe for this Paul Bunyan. I can help.
It's Bunyan. Like Bunyan?
Listen. I made a robe for the all-seeing Qianlian of China and another for his all-hearing brother, Xun Feng. Now they're both all gorgeous. I made a sport coat for the West African folk legend Anansi. No easy task. He's a spider. And now he has a supermodel on every arm. That's 8, darling. 8. I even got Krampus a GQ spread, and he's literally a nightmare.
All right. I'm telling you guys, she's great. Bemidji is already Minnesota's best town. Once we bling out Bunyan, we'll be in the running for world's best town.
No promises, darling. You'll need a pizza ranch first.
All right, well...
First, make Paul look nice. Then we'll try to land the Moby Dick of Western-themed Italian chain restaurants.
Where is he? Where's my model?
Look, look, he's right out the window.
Oh, honey, he's gonna need to drop a few pounds. I like my men to look like fly swatters, darling, like an oven mitt of muscles. I drape them with saffron ribbons that dangle about their waist like willow branches.
Well, that's how big he is, so can you do it?
Well, as Versace once told me, with control tops, all things are possible. Yes, I will dress your lumberjack.
And babe, too.
The ox, darling Colifarrier.
The ox or no deal.
Yeah, he should be easy. I mean, he's already such a pretty blue color.
Darling, blue is for old women and little boys. But fine, I will dress your livestock, too.
Okay, so do we have a compromise? No one can dress Paul and Babe unless they're a bona fide fashion expert.
I'm all for it.
I'll go along with it. But this better not be one of those Lady Gaga meat dress things.
My dear, everything I make is fabulous. You should see the trousers I made for John Henry. They have a special sleeve for his hammer.
It better be plaid. That's all I've got to say.
The Great Northern Radio Players. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Here's Katie and the Oaks.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready when joy comes back to me. 'Cause I've been down hearted. I've been down hearted. I've been down hearted. But I won't be down for long. Ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Joy comes back to me. I've been down crying, too long crying, too long crying. I ain't gonna cry no more. I wanna be ready. Wanna be ready. Wanna be ready. Joy comes back. Tied to the ground, Lord. Been tied to the ground, Lord. Tied to the ground, Lord. I'm getting lighter every day. Well, I wanna be ready. Wanna be ready. Wanna be ready. Joy comes back to me.
Solos.
That's Katie and the Opes, and welcome back to our stage, the wonderful Ingeborg von Agassi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
wrong with me? What's wrong with you? And everyone that we ever knew. I'd like to say that you've done me wrong, but that's the same damn song sung by everyone. What's wrong with me?
This is the Great Northern Radio Show. It's late. It's getting late in the show. We're almost done, but have you ever flipped around late at night on local cable stations? You find the weirdest things. So without further ado, we present the new children's radio game show sensation. Check it out.
If you're gonna eat it, if you're gonna wear it, are you going in your mouth or your feet?
Welcome to Eat It or Wear It. Tonight, our players will attempt to tell the difference between foodstuff and footwear. I will say a word, and the first player to ring in gets to answer with food or footwear. Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
All right. Here's your first word. Shoestring.
Potatoes! Food!
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Now, this may have been before your time, but shoestrings are actually an article of footwear.
No, that's me.
Wait, people wore potatoes on their feet?
Well, no. You see, it wasn't like that at all.
How do you like my new spuds?
Oh, they're appealing.
Fine. Moving on with the second word. Sole.
Bottom of a shoe. Footwear. Yeah.
No, the sole is actually a species of tasty flatfish, often from Dover, usually served as a fillet.
No.
Wait a minute. People wore fish on their feet?
Hey, how do you like my flipper-flops?
Okay. The score so far is 0-0-0.
Yay!
Are you ready for another?
Wait. I've got a good one.
Just a minute.
What kind of fruit do you wear on your feet? A banana!
Banana.
Because their peels are golden slippers!
I don't get it.
Fine. Scratch banana. All right. From here on, I'll ask the questions. Got it? Fine. Next word.
Okay.
Loafer.
Loafer bread. Food. What? Seriously? Come on.
I'm afraid, once again, that is incorrect. The loafer is a type of shoe.
You're making it up.
People wore bread on their feet.
Yeah. Now listen.
What did those pumps cost?
A nickel.
Pumpernickel!
You do understand that not one of you has scored a single point and that this game is probably the worst performance on radio since that mime we had last year.
Yay!
With that three-way tie, I believe we all win by bringing this game to a close, probably forever. Good night from Eat It or Wear It.
If you're gonna eat it, if you're gonna wear it, in your mouth or your feet.
All right, here's Ingeborg von Agassi.
Hard. I don't have control. I'm not in charge. I beat myself, kicked my own head in. I want to know when things will be good again.
and cast a spell, a swinging pendulum above us sometimes held.
Ingeborg von Agassi. Thank you. We love having her on the show. We love having all these talented people on the show, and we love seeing a wonderful crowd here in Bemidji. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji State, and honestly, it's starting to wrap up, but I can't even believe it. This guy, you might have heard he retired from touring this year. And we thought that was it. We'd never see him again. But he just showed up here today, unexpected, and wanted to play one more time here on our stage. So, I mean, I don't even know how we do it. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Neil Diamond.
Bemidji woman, she makes all her own kind of soap. When the day's done, she might roll up and smoke a little dope. And I love her, God knows I love her. Bemidji woman, she likes to homebrew, she likes to snowshoe. Bemidji woman, she ain't the kind of a gal to put makeup on her face. She knows that it's a trap to keep her in her place. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Bemidji woman, she likes to homebrew, she likes to snowshoe. Bemidji woman, just the touch of her legs and I feel safe. That one touch, and I know she hasn't shaved, and it's good. Ain't no doubt, talking about my Bemidji woman. She likes to homebrew, she likes to snowshoe. Bemidji woman, just the touch of her legs and I feel safe. That one touch, and I know she hasn't shaved, and it's good. Ain't no doubt, talking about Bemidji woman. She likes to homebrew, she likes to snowshoe. Bemidji woman, Bemidji woman, Bemidji woman. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it, folks. I'm Aaron Brown. You've been listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Thanks to Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra, Ingeborg von Agassi, Katie and the Oaks. That's Katie Howe, Doug Quantz, Aaron Schnackenberg, and Christy Miller. And hey, by the way, they're doing an after party at Bridget. So if you like the music of Ingeborg and Ron and Dave, they're out there. Our Great Northern Radio players today, Jason Skorich, Louisa Skorich, Katie Carter, CJ Anderson, Brett Carter, Lauren Nickish on Foley Sound Effects. Hey, the show is written and produced by me. I'm Aaron Brown. Additional material by Jason Skorich and CJ Anderson. Thanks to our production team, Sarah Bignall, Heidi Holden, Tammy Bobrowski, Dan Haug, Chad Hotbed, all of the wonderful people here at Bemidji State University. And I got to thank the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for helping make our show possible. Stay tuned for our next show, broadcasting live June 23rd from the Rife Center for the Performing Arts in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. It's very exciting to welcome back one more time, whether you like them or not, this is their last song. Ron Arsenault and Dave Pengra.
Pretty good.